Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about how to set up Google Analytics for your WordPress website. Very, very important. In my opinion, one of the most important things you can do for your website, if you're, you know, even if you have a brochure website and you're not changing a whole lot of stuff, you still want to know who's coming to it, where they're coming from, because you can optimize content to geared, you know, towards your audience and stuff. So,
yeah. And on that note, too, just to reemphasize David's point, even if you think, you know what, I'm never going to look at that. Like, I don't care. I just want the website up. I don't, you know, I'm not trying to advertise or drive traffic to the site. Even if you feel that way now, still put it on. It takes just a few steps. We're going to go over them in this episode, because having that data is invaluable later, because you can't put on Google Analytics and retroactively get data. You have to install it for it to start recording that data.
Absolutely. Great point, Tim. Well, the first thing that you're going to want to do when setting up Google Analytics is you're going to want to sign into your Gmail account and set it up under a specific Google account. It depends on whether or not you're going to use a regular Gmail account, one of their free ones, or if you're a business and you use G Suite, which we use G Suite, you can set it up under that as well. But don't fear putting it under a free Gmail account. So for example, you know, wpthepodcast@gmail.com, not worried about it, because we can set info@wpthepodcast.com as an administrator on that Google Analytics account and transfer that stuff later. So don't get bogged down into where you should create it. Just use a Google email.
Yeah, that's a great point. And yeah, I actually, my free Gmail is where I have 90% of my Google Analytics account, because you can put if it's not unlimited, a very large amount of web properties under one Google Analytics account, one email. And so I just like having it all in one place. So that doesn't matter if I'm signed into the Google account or not, I can easily switch in between. And so the next thing you want to do is, once you have signed in, you have two choices: mobile app or website. Now, in this case, WordPress website, obviously you're going to choose website. If you're creating a mobile app, then that's a whole nother story. Can't help you much there. But yeah, you obviously want to choose the website.
Yeah, and then you want to enter your account name. It will be the Google Analytics profile name for the website. So for example, wpthepodcast.com, you can just enter. We entered WP the Podcast. That way it's a unique identifier. If you have multiple accounts, because you can do that in Google Analytics, you can have multiple accounts under that one email address when you log in, and you just need to identify it. You're going to want to put the profile name for the website, website URL, the country, and the time zone.
Yeah, definitely. And then the next thing you want to do is, once you have that information entered, is get the tracking ID. There's a button that says get tracking ID. And so you want to click on that. And that's what you're going to use to actually put on your website.
Awesome. And the last thing that you're going to want to do is you're going to want to verify your website with Google. They need to know that you own the domain that you're going to want to install analytics on. There are several ways to do this. There are plugins that you can put on your WordPress website. Yoast, I believe, maybe it's All-in-One SEO, Yoast. Some of those plugins can, you know, verify your website. You can also grab the HTML code, put it in the header or footer of your website. There are several different options. What we use and what I find is the simplest is I just grab that HTML file, upload it to my cPanel file manager, and then click the verify button and it verifies it. But there's several options you could use.
Yeah, definitely. And so if you did it like a method David talked about, you still have to add the tracking code or the tracking ID to your website so I actually start tracking. And if you use like a plugin method like David mentioned, then it's kind of all in one. So for example, if you use Monster Insights, it's a great Google Analytics plugin, very simple, very easy to use. Part of the setup process is verifying your website. And so yeah, you can, it makes it easy to do it that way. And then what you do is you get your UA code, your tracking ID. UA stands for Universal Analytics, and you, I forget how many, it's like UA dash and then a bunch of numbers, and you pop that into Monster Insights, and it will start tracking the analytics on your website. One thing I do want to add to that too is if you are setting up an e-commerce website, say for WooCommerce, for example, you want to get a special plugin that's going to automatically set up all the e-commerce tracking. And so, for example, Monster Insights is a free plugin, and it's great for your average brochure style website. But for anything with transactions, you're going to need something a little bit more, so that'll actually track the add to carts and what products and all of that. And so for WooCommerce, it's a little expensive, but WooCommerce Google Analytics Pro will do all that automatically. It's $29 a site. And then there's a company called Ace Plugins that has the same thing for easy digital downloads. And so you can do it manually, but it's a pain in the butt. Save yourself some time and do a plugin.
Awesome. Well, I think that's about it, Tim. Did we cover everything we needed to cover as far as setting up Google Analytics?
Yep, I think that's everything.
Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic in episode 233, Why Web Designers Must Be Marketers. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.